You're listening to SBS News.
An early morning clash along a disputed border area between Thailand and Cambodia has erupted into rare armed conflict. What started as small arms fire quickly escalated to heavy shelling in at least six locations, with at least 14 people, mostly civilians, killed already. Both sides are blaming each other for the provocation, which comes as just the latest clash in a dispute that dates back over a century. The latest escalation of fighting came after a Thai soldier reportedly lost a limb and another four were wounded in a landmine explosion, which Thai authorities say were laid by Cambodian forces. Hours after Thailand responded by expelling the Cambodian ambassador and recalling its own, violence broke out at the border. While Thailand says the landmine explosion was a result of Cambodia's aggression, Cambodia says Thai forces were on Cambodian territory. Thai Deputy Spokesperson for Foreign Affairs, Ms. Marati Nalita Andamo, says Thailand condemns what they claim was Cambodia's violation of Thai sovereignty.
Following, unfortunately, yet another landmine incident, which occurred yesterday evening, 23rd of July, 2025, where a further five Royal Thai Army personnel stepped on another landmine in Chong An Ma area, Ubon Ratchathani province. Again, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs condemns in the strongest terms this act as an egregious violation of Thailand's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and the Ottawa Convention.
With ground troops and tanks deployed along the border, thousands of people have evacuated from the area. Sitting in a tent beside her elderly mother, 53-year-old Ngurntra Pranoram is taking shelter in the Surin province, along the border of Thailand. She says she was taking care of her mother when they started hearing gunshots, then explosions.
We were shocked too. Nobody wants this to happen. I feel for the elderly and the disabled. It's very difficult for them to get here. It's a real struggle. Some people have cars, which is good, but for those who don't, it's really hard. We feel for them, we sympathise, but we don't know how to help. We also have elderly people with us, so we try to help as much as we can.
On the other side, in the dark of night, a stream of Cambodian villagers and their families fled atop tractors, loaded up with their belongings. The displaced villagers set up a tent camp about 30 kilometres from the border. Tep Savuen, a 45-year-old mother of four, says she and her children were forced to flee.
It was about 8 o'clock this morning. Suddenly I heard a loud noise. My son told me it might be thunder, and I thought, is it thunder or is it loud, more like a gun? At that time, I was very scared.
Fighting broke out in an area known as the Emerald Triangle. On Thursday, Cambodian forces fired rockets and artillery shells into Thailand as Thai forces scrambled F-16 jets to carry out airstrikes on six locations. Cambodian government spokesperson Pen Bona says Thailand is trying to claim Cambodian land.
In conclusion, everything that happened today is caused by Thailand. Please remember, brothers and sisters and the international community, that Thailand opened fire on us because they want our land.
Both Thailand and Cambodia claim ownership of Prasat Pravia and Prasat Tham Wan Thom, ancient temples built on the mountains that divide them. In 1907, the French colony of Cambodia and the independent Kingdom of Siam, as Thailand was known until 1939, signed a treaty delineating the border between them. However, the treaty map differed from the treaty text and left Pravia on the French side. In 1962, the International Court of Justice ruled that, as per the agreement, the temple belongs to Cambodia. Cambodia requested ICJ intervention in the matter just last month. Pen Bona says it is now clear why they did.
Thailand's attacks are aimed at taking Cambodia land, which is another reason that I think the international community, as well as the International Court of Justice, can clearly see the purpose of the Royal Government of Cambodia in bringing this case to the court to solve. So surely Cambodia will come out ahead in this case.
Tensions have been simmering since May, when a Cambodian soldier was killed in a border skirmish. Relations deteriorated dramatically last month when Cambodia's President Hun Sen humiliated the Thai leader by leaking a phone call between them discussing the border tensions. In the phone call, Thai Prime Minister Pei Tong Tan Shinawat called the Cambodian leader uncle and even criticised her own military commanders. Sparking public anger, Prime Minister Shinawat has since been suspended from office pending an ethics probe. Thailand's acting Prime Minister Phumtham Wichayachai says they are seeking a resolution.
Right now, this is not about declaring war. This is about a clash, and we are still seeking a resolution. The important thing is that we stand firm in defending our national sovereignty, protecting ourselves from aggression, and ensuring our people do not suffer.
Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet is requesting an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council to address what his foreign ministry labels unprovoked military aggression. Both the European Union and China, a close ally of Phnom Penh, say they are deeply concerned about the clashes and call for peaceful dialogue. The United States and France, Cambodia's former colonial ruler, also made separate calls for an immediate halt to fighting and for talks to begin. US State Department Principal Deputy Press Secretary Tommy Pigott says the US is deeply concerned.
We are also gravely concerned by the escalating violence along the Thailand-Cambodia border and deeply saddened by reports of harm to civilians. The United States urges an immediate cessation of hostilities, protection of civilians, and a peaceful resolution of the conflict.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.